You're listening to the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for September 11th, 2005. This is Scott Miller, and I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes as we look at the goings-on in the world of Sheep Guarding Llama and of myself. This is my personal podcast coming to you from SGL, which is my ongoing diary page online since 2000. We're coming up on about 5 years at this point. Started in the autumn of 2005 to announce the New Year's Eve party that was coming up for me and my friends who lived in Ithaca at the time. And we thought it'd be great if we had an online kind of information page. People could go and find out details about the party, when it was, where it was, how to dress. And information kept growing on it. And then we posted after-party information, pictures from the party, and pretty soon people were reading it to see updates of what was going on in the house. And things took off from there. Spent about 6 months redoing the page every time we put up a new update, and lost all that early information. So unfortunately, we didn't start actually doing daily updates for some time, but eventually we did, and we've been keeping them now for a very long time. And recently, the site has actually passed in the daily updates alone, just the regular portion of the site. In words, has surpassed 500,000 written words, and sometime probably today, actually, we have passed the 2/3 mark to the length of the King James Bible. So the site is absolutely tremendously huge. And that's once again only the daily updates. There's also quite a bit of content on there in other areas. So there's a lot of content. There's audio content. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast. There is links to the Sheep Guarding Llama 2 page, which is a separate blog, which talks about blogging, talks about Sheep Guarding Llama. It picks up content if Sheep Guarding Llama is unable to get content for some reason. Often, if I'm out of town, sometimes I get lack of internet access, and so stuff goes up over there. So SGL has been pretty handy for getting information to our readers when this site is static for some time. And SGL2 also hosts a separate podcast for the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast. The SGL2 podcast is done completely by telephone. It doesn't have the high-quality microphone, doesn't have the editing that this site does. So, and everything's really short, but it's a nice place. You can kind of get quick updates when I'm on the road. And to some degree, you know, the podcast really should be mixed together. People who listen to one really are going to want to listen to the other, and they are pretty sporadic in the way they come. And I'm working really hard to make this one real regular, and I hope that we'll be able to do that in the near future, that it's going to be coming out all the time. And hopefully it'll also be syndicated, so it's actually a true podcast. But one step at a time. Right now, getting a couple of shows done is the most important thing, and that is happening. We have a 16-minute podcast the last time, which I'm very excited about. Never thought I'd be able to pull off 16 minutes of rambling. But I guess if you've read the site, you've seen how long I get on a daily basis. Why would I not be able to talk for 15 minutes if I can write that much? So I guess I was only fooling myself. This is the first podcast coming out of my new office. I'm very excited about the new office. This was, since Dominica, Andy, and I moved into the house in July of 2003, this has been Andy's bedroom. He's been here for over 2 years, 2 years and 2 months, and he moved to Brighton just last weekend, and got everything out of the house during the week. And this weekend was the first chance that I had to get things moved into the office, which we're turning the room into temporarily. The long-term plan is I do have an office in the basement. That when we first bought the house, that was where we intended to have it. But our basement isn't finished yet, and it wasn't really the best environment for me to work on: bare concrete, bad lighting, unfinished walls, stuff stored everywhere. So for the time being, I'm going to be working upstairs in this room, which I actually really like, and now Dominica is going to have to wrestle this room away from me, because I really enjoy the view of the front sidewalk and the late afternoon sun, and Oreo, our Boston Terrier, thinks this room is definitely the coolest room in the entire house because of the sunlight that comes in the afternoon, and he just sits in the sunlight and moves around with it throughout the afternoon. And if I don't bring his pillow and his blankie into the room with me when I'm working in here, he will jump up and down and keep poking at me until I go and get it for him. And the window's pretty low, so he likes to sit right in front of it and look out and see the people coming up and down the sidewalk. And so whenever we're in the house and we don't know where he is, we've discovered that since Andy moved out, he migrates towards this room and will be here anytime, day or night. So he's very excited about having this space open. And he is actually here right now on his puppy pillow with his frog blanket, sleeping. He's not even paying attention to me. He is bugging me, or was just recently, that he wanted to go to bed. So I wanted to get this this one podcast in before I had to turn in for the night. But we are very excited. We have the desks into the office. The computer is set up now, which is huge. The room is actually pretty much clean at the moment, which won't last for any amount of time at all. But I will try my best, I swear. Our new wireless is up in the house, which we're excited about. And probably the biggest event has been all day yesterday. I didn't get a chance to do a podcast yesterday because Dominic and I spent the day painting the master bathroom. And it is now a color that Kills refers to as Fuchsia Fizz, but everyone else refers to as Pepto-Bismol Pink. And it is not just kind of pink, it is exceptionally pink. It is so unbelievably pink, I'm not sure how we will use that room once we actually move back into it. Right now we don't have the mirror back up on the wall, and we've got a little touch-up that we need to do yet, but the bulk of the painting is done, and it is very, very pink. But Dominic was very excited to be able to have an incredibly pink room, and we have it. So we will see how it works out as we use it. But now that we have the opportunity, the house is changing at a pretty breakneck pace. I'm sure I've mentioned this. I know I mentioned this on SGL2, but Dominic and I also have, for the first time ever, we have a bed. We have a 7-foot square black platform bed now in our bedroom, which has completely changed the look of our bedroom. The computer that was in our room has now been moved into here, into the office. And so we've kind of made our bedroom a lot more of an actual bedroom and a lot less of two people camping out in a makeshift office. So it's really turning into a house that we can live in. There's not a whole lot of other news. The big item is, of course, I'm interviewing for a job I'm very hopeful for in the morning. The fact that I'm mentioning it on here means I'm awfully hopeful, but I still don't expect that I'll be getting it. So if everybody could keep me in prayer, that'd be very much appreciated. And I actually have to end this podcast kind of early tonight because I really need to get some sleep before I have to go for that interview. But that's first thing in the morning. I believe that is about all the news for the day. The only thing I have to mention is happy birthday to Jocelyn Bennett, who turned 26 today, and stopped by for a little while to party at Tim Hortons with their donuts, because what would a birthday be without Tim Hortons donuts? And remember, today's show is brought to you by Gravity. You must obey gravity. It's the law. This is Scott signing off on podcast number 2 from Sheep Guarding Llama with Oreo and Mr. Humphreys in the live audience.